Welcome back. It's Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This presidential election has turned over just about every musty American electoral tradition, so why not another? Yesterday, the New Hampshire Union Leader made its official endorsement for the 2016 general election, and the paper picked Libertarian Gary Johnson. It's the first time in 100 years that the union leader has not picked the Republican nominee. The paper in its endorsement boldly states, quote, "Americans are being told that we have to choose the lesser of two evils. No, we don't." Well, we're joined now by the editor of the editorial page of the New Hampshire Union Leader, Grant Bossy. Grant Bossy, welcome to Radio Boston.
It's great to be on. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So breaking a century-old tradition with the union leader can't be something that your paper takes lightly. Why did you do this?
Well, you know, we just want to shake people up every century or so. zig when they think we're going to zag. The way we look at it, we endorse the only Republican on the ballot. Gary Johnson had 8 years as a Republican governor in New Mexico. He was very successful. Bill Weld, 8 years as a tax-fighting governor in the great state of Massachusetts, which is hard enough to do, and he was successful at it. Compared to the two New York liberals that the two major parties have given us, we picked the conservative choice, and we think that's the best bet for New Hampshire voters.
Now, the editorial, the endorsement is written with, I have to say, some classic union leader verve of Hillary Clinton. Basically, you write, the paper writes that the choice America faces today is between a selfish, self-centered, sanctimonious prig and Donald J. Trump. But then it goes on to say that Trump is in no way qualified to lead this nation. Quote, "The man is a liar, a bully, and a buffoon." I mean,
fact check true.
Well, but tell me, though, I mean, how is this going over in New Hampshire?
Reaction, I think some people just, they're surprised that that we lived up to our word. That we've been saying for months, we've been saying before the New Hampshire First in the Nation primary, that Donald Trump is unfit for office, and we're not going to endorse him. And I think a lot of people just figured, you know, we'd get in line and be part of the team and just endorse the guy with an R after his name. That's never been what we're about. And in almost every case, we happen to agree with the Republican, certainly at the presidential level, more often than the Democrat. In this case, we couldn't find enough difference between the two major party candidates to recommend either of them, particularly not when there's a perfectly honorable alternative on the ballot in all 50 states and the District of Columbia.
Well, so let me ask you, though, when you said that people assumed that you'd, as you just said, get in line and follow the team, has there been anyone pushing back on you saying that by not doing that and by endorsing Johnson— I mean, I'm not sure how much an endorsement actually matters in the general election, but that you're effectively supporting the person who you called a selfish, self-centered, sanctimonious prig, Hillary Clinton.
I've been told that a vote or an endorsement for Gary Johnson is an endorsement of Hillary Clinton. I've also been told that an endorsement of Gary Johnson is effectively an endorsement of Donald Trump. So I think he should get all the votes, you know, whether you want Clinton, Trump, or Johnson. Apparently voting for Johnson's the same thing, so why not mention him? Look, he's the best choice in our minds to be president. If the other two were acceptable, we probably wouldn't look to the third-party option. It's a really hard hill to climb for a third-party candidate to win. Mm-hmm. He's got to cobble together the coalition of Americans that doesn't like Donald Trump and doesn't trust Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Well,
that's
a
pretty big block of votes. If he can get them to know he's there, that he's throwing them a lifeline, he could win. Now, he's absolutely got to get into the debates this fall to let people know that he's a real option when they walk into the polling booth. Yeah.
You know, there's people who've been following the story of the union leader for a while know that there is no love lost between the paper, the editorial side of the paper, and Donald Trump. I mean,
I don't think he liked it when we called him Biff from Back to the Future.
Yeah, I mean, this goes back to December of last year. He called your paper dishonest, failing, going down the tubers. He said you'd be out of business in 2 years. So I don't think he's shedding a tear that he didn't get.
In, so, you know, we've only got 18 months left. We're going to make the most of it.
I don't think he's shedding a tear that he didn't get your endorsement. But in the last few seconds that we have, Grant, I wonder if you think that more newspapers, I mean, some in Texas have done this, but should take the principled stand that you have the union leader taking.
We think that people that want a conservative, limited government president should look at the only conservative, limited government candidate, and that, you know, voting to stop one candidate by electing another unacceptable candidate is a short-sighted strategy. So give Gary Johnson a look, let him into the debates. What are you afraid of? We think that would absolutely be the best option for voters in New Hampshire and, quite frankly, in every state.
Well, Grant Bossy is the editor of the editorial page for the New Hampshire Union Leader. Great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Anytime. Thank you.